answered by the Yaakov Fried. Mele Nishmas, Avram Yehuda, Ben Rav Gedalia. That's a Gimel Kislev. Shkayat Rav Adinsky for coming to give us a shir.
First of all, I want to ask the Chibut Loyal. It seems every time I come, it takes longer than I give, even when I give a little extra time. But the Malbim says that when it says in the Dover Hashem, it says, "Tachan alei machan alei yilu libi." In talking about melchoma, b'zoyis aki beteach. So the Malbim says, "What's pshat in him?" So the Malbim says that when something is easy, it's not a good sign. Something is easy, it's not a good sign. So David HaMelech said, "Im tachna l'machane, if I see there's a problem, there's a group, there's a misnagdim, lo yuvalim. If I'm talking like Muhammad, there's a whole Muhammad against me, then mamish, then I know for sure. And the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, in Rus, Megillas Rus, he learns fakelt from the way they teach in Cheder. In Cheder they teach you that when Rus went with Naomi, so Naomi first told him to go back. And Orpah first said, no, I'm coming. And then she said, okay. She left her. And Rus Dovkovo. But it says, Fatere ki misametes ilolachas. So Rus saw that she's misametes to go. So the way you translate that would mean she's stubborn. She has her mind set to go. Like Lashon Imutz. So she stopped talking to her. She didn't push her anymore. The Gaon says, Fakelt. The Gaon says that when something is easy, it means it's not, it means the Satan is not mixing it. If something is good, the Satan is starting. Satan doesn't, he says, Rus was struggling. Vaterekim misametis means that Naomi saw how hard it was for her. She saw the strength that it took from Rus to go. She realized that it was meant to be. I should really tell you also, if there's time at the end, I'm going to tell you an addition to this from the Noam Elimelech, a fascinating pshat. Anyway, going to Smicha. So Zabreit the Sugya, I gave the other a little bit more to look at than Lamais, as far as I'm sure they'll get a chance to look at everything. I'm going to try to just mevarer in a more of an oifen kloli the inyan of smich by karbonis. We'll go into a couple of specific nekudas, but smich, but hopefully with it we will extract a better understanding of the whole inyan of smich. So the Mishnah that the Olam started today, the Mishnah brings down kol korbanos hatzibu ein bahem smicha chutz mipara bo kol hamitzvos. It's sorry, mishtalech. Shimon sorry, avodas kechovim, and then the Gemara says chutz mipara bo hamitzvos si avodas kechovim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer si avodas kechovim ein bahem smicha. V'tzmi avit hachteim sorry, mishtalech. The Gemara says misagid lo emayil. You have to put something in. Gemara says yeah, there was some kind of hilchasa, and that's taken away. It's put down in the Rambam. I don't know if they don't. There was a grais in the Rambams. I don't know if they noticed. It said instead of Maisa Kabonis, it's Psalam of Dosh. If the Olam looked it up, you would have noticed. If you didn't notice that problem, it means you didn't look it up. Because it was printed on the, I saw on the Marmal Kremis, it was printed Psalam of Dosh instead of Maisa Kabonis. And it could be it was my person that made the mistake. But everything was right except for the which Kabonis it was under. Anyway, so if you look in Rambam, the Rambam also says it's a hilchasa. It's a hilchasa that you smicha by these kabbonis. He says like this, he says, ain't smicha be kabbonis hatzibo, chutz mishtei smiches, one is sorah mishtalech, one is paral dova shoksibo, and zoktel, the Rambam says, v'dovo ze halocha le'moyshe misinai. This is what. Halocha le'moyshe misinai, that betzibu you have only these two smichas. You have to know, stamaze, to understand our Mishnah, what is the svara chitzoyne? Is the svara chitzoyne that there should be smicha by a korban tzibu? Or is the Svarach Yitzayin that there shouldn't be Smich? When the Rambam says that there's a Hilchus. And that's the Gemara says, it's me Ovi Tachteha. The whole Seder of our Gemara. That there was some kind of Halachal Moshe Misinai. It's an interesting thing. L'moshul. Normally when you have Halachal Moshe Misinai, like L'moshul, Chomish Chatoi Samesis. So without the Hilchus, we wouldn't know. The Hilchus comes, the Hilchus says, Chomish Chatoi Samesis. So you have to know, why you need Hilchus here. Meaning, what's the Hilchus? The Rishon Mishvitz on this in Bava Kami, the Sugi of Tzoyrus, the same kind of a, because Tzoyrus is Halachal Moshe Misinai also, that you pay Chatzin Ezek. I'm sure everyone remembers Bava Kami, that's a woman I gave Shin. I got on, she I gave in Bava Kami, I gave on years and years ago. But we spoke about the union of Tzoyrus. But Lamaise, the union of Chatzin Ezek Hilchus is a big shayla how to learn. If it's if you learn that it's Koychek and Gufay Domi, then the Hilchasa came and the Hilchasa was Megareya. Because it's really regular. It's regular. So you have to know, is the Svarach Yitzoyne that there is Smicha by a common Tzimta? Then it would make sense that there's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That these are the two. That there are two. And the two is either Paralam Dover Shal Tzibwa and Tzira Avedi Zoro or Paralam Dover and Tzora Mishtaleach. Right? Depending on how you learn. Or is the Svarach Yitzoyne that there should not, that there should be. There should be smicha. And the Hilchasa was Megareya. Now, Rav Kessler, a Talmud, a Chevron Talmud, a Talmud of actually a Chaskel Sama, he gave a shir on this inyan of why is there no smicha by Kabbalah Sib. So he says, B'mishnah daf tzari beis, kol Kabbalah Sib, b'n smicha, chutz mi par abal ha-mitzviz, kol mez b'n smicha, zog der, umavu b'gemor, d'n smicha lo b'bailet, zog der yesh lo statik. Could be, האם הדין שנמה בקורבנות סיבו הם בהם סמיכה, וקורבנות יוחד יש פה הם סמיכה, הוא מחמס הדין דאין סמיכה אלו בביילות. Could be, the reason why קורבנות סיבו don't have סמיכה is because that's really the way it would be. Meaning, without a ריבוי, without a הילכוס, there would be no סמיכה. Because practically speaking, there's nobody to do סמיכה. Because אין סמיכה אלו בביילות. And that's the סוגי, I don't know if the סוגי later on Tzavi Gimel, I'd say him, Yodai Vilayat Shluchoi, Yodai Vilayat Ishtoi. Meaning, even your wife can't be a Shlich for you. You will see why, but by Ishtoi, it's a bigger Chiddush. Gemara says, I'll fish take a goof for it. This Sugi Grada ties into Hanukkah, because there's a big tool in the Poiskim. How are we Yotze Mahadrim? Those people that their wives don't like for them. Rabbi Yosheber Grada held that the woman should like. Because he felt that if the woman doesn't like, nobody's Yotze Mahadrim. Because Mahadrim is Ne'el L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Right? So there's a big tumult if the woman, so why talk about the woman like? Ne'el L'Kol Echad. If you want to be Yotze Mahadrim, so you need a Ne'er for everybody. The woman should also like. So Rabbi Yosheber held that way. Rabbi Yosheber held.
That's
a Mahadrim. Ne'el L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Ne'er for each person in the house. Mahadrim Min HaMahadrim is Kenegad Yomim HaNichnosim. Kenegad Yomim HaYotzim. Mahadrim is a Ne'er L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Right? So the question is that why don't the Noshim like to be Yotze Mahadrim? This is a famous kasha, which all the poets can talk about at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. Mishapur brings it down to Shmuel, Ma'amah Mordechai, Kafachayim. This is everybody talks about this, and each one tries to find a reason. The Chassam Seif in the beginning of Sugya of Chanukah in Shabbos Chafala from the base. The Chassam Seif has a chap. He says that since that loka originally was Mesukim for Bachutz, before it was there. So if they cook food of Asamelach Penimo. That's what he says. He says, that's the reason why. So he learns that in the original Takana, the women were not included, so that's his uptouch. But some of the Achroinim say, as for it, the Mishabur brings down in Bir Aroche, that Ishtek Agufa. Look, I'll be some dinim, it is a din of Ishtek Agufa. That doesn't answer the bonus. That doesn't answer the bonus, it answers only the woman. That's the horror on that. But that's actually this sugi here in Menachos, where the Gemara is a halamina, maybe an Isha. Isha's carbon is part of smicha. Maybe Isha could do smicha for her husband because Ishtei Kegufa. This is really the only sugi in Shas where the Gemara uses Ishtei Kegufa in that oifen that Lagabi and Mitzvah are called one. Meaning there are kama vakama sugis Shas of Ishtei Kegufa. In Ksubis and other places. But the only place where we see Lagabi Mitzvahs Ishtei Kegufa is here in Menachos in Sadi Gimel, where the Gemara says, Ahava Mina, that Yodai, that you need a special pasuk, Yodai, Vilayah Ishtei, the Gemara says, Sakatai Techamina, that by a woman it's ishtek gufa. So he wants to say that since smicha requires bailim, so a korban tzibur is mufka, that would be a reason. And therefore, the korban tzibur imem smicha. He says, won't be the nafkamin. If I would find you a common tzibur, if I would find a common tzibur that has bailim, then it would be smicha. Right? Like a Pesach, according to some, the Maisa Pesach is not smicha anyway. So it's fine, but it's Bobby Knuth, yeah? That's what he said. Then it would be Shaykh, then it would be said. This is what he discussed.
I mean, look, some physique that you laid in, it's the Feirish that there has to be Smith by the Parhel and Dolor.
Correct.
And by the Sanhedrin, the Zik.
No, but there again, I think this is what you have to understand. Rav Kessler Shaila is there Be'etzem, by a common Siba, Be'etzem, there wouldn't be Smith, because there's no Bible. And these two are exclusions, and the Torah was Megala, who does the smicha, the ziknei ha'eda, does ha'zayki kezach, or is really the sforach hitzayna that there would be smicha by a common tzibur, happens to be, there's a hilcha, so that, now that's his shayla. You're going in the nitty gritty, meaning once there's a smicha, who does the smicha, where we learn the smicha from, the question is the sforach hitzayna of the sugya. Is there a din smicha, that's his shayla. Meaning, he's going with the assumption, and this is really a Ragachover. A Ragachover is Yisoy. That the Ragachover analyzes what's the halacha of a Kohen Tzibur. Meaning, is a Kohen Tzibur like Shutfis? Bunch of people own a Kohen Tzibur. Happens to be. A regular Shutfis is two people. And a Tzibur Decha at the Ganzer Tzibur. Or is Tzibur a Dover Acher? Tzibur is not called Shutfis at all. It's a new, the Ragachov has such a chakira, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of his sikhs, has a whole shtickle on this, that Tzibur is a chibur in the people. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of his sikhs, he wants to say that a Tzibur, the chibur is in the people. The shutfis is in the chifetz. In other words, Tzibur is we're all connected. As a group, we're one group. Memela, we do something with one group. Mashenkein, Shutfis is we're not connected. We own something. We have a Bible on the Chayfis. But the Emes is already in the Mefanech Tzfunis of the Ragechov. He has this Shaila, and the Ragechov says that's the answer why we know a Korban Mincha is not bo b'Shutfis. We have that sugya ready. Korban Mincha can't come b'Shutfis. Yet we find that by Tzibur there is a Korban Shtei Alechem. There are Menachis. So the Ramban al Torah says those are different. He has to explain why. The Ragachov says because Tzibur is not Shutfis. Tzibur is a different. It's a Dover Acha. Tzibur is a different. That's why Ein Misa B'Tzibur. We find that in Hoyris, right? Ein Misa B'Tzibur. There's no Chatas Hamesis by a common Tzibur. Tzibur is a different channel completely. In fact, the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas learns that when you're coming because of Tzibur, you can have even a mitzvah shebeguf that you could be yotze without shmir. The whole sugi at the end of Rosh Hashanah with Ram Gamliel, the am shebesodis were yotze tefillah according to Ram Gamliel. Right? How were they yotze? They weren't even in the shul. They weren't there. The emes is, any mitzvah shebepeh is a mitzvah shebeguf. The only way you're yotze is kashmir koin. I can't make a shlich to daven for me. I can't make a shlich to lane for me. It's a mitzvah shebeguf. The way shmir koin works is, the Shmir, whether you learn like the Beis Halevi, you learn like the Chazanish, it's my Amir, it's his Amir, and that we could spend all day on that. But however you learn, that's already a side issue. The bottom line is that the longness of it is that now I get the Amir, right? But the Am Shebesodas, right? The Am Shebesodas, they didn't hear anything. The Sugi in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Am Shebesodas, they heard nothing. So how are they yaitzim? The Chassam Sofer says in his Tshuvas, it's he didn't see. So again, this is all these gainim, the Ragachov, that Tzibur is a different channel. So that's Rav Kessler over here is wanting to say, Memel, it's not like Shutfim. Shutfim, Taka, the Gemara says in Tvure, and we're going to have later, they all do smicha. L'rav is kol bali chayvim l'smicha. Right? They all do smicha. Here, by Tzibur, The Tfilt Bailus, that's the mokum of the Chakir. Now, I don't see a lot of inyanim here in the Maram HaKadosh that I wanted to go into, but it's all Heilich HaMokum Echad. So I'll be aiming in some of them anyway, and the Yesod at least will be able to get out clear. If you look at the Rambams over there in Maase Kabbonis, there are several difficult Rambams. The Rambam says, Chamisha sheiviyu zevachechot, kulam soim chimalov zehachazeh. The Rambam then says, loy sheyismuchu bevachach. They don't all do smicha together, but they do separate smichas. Each one does a smicha zehachazeh. Trek the brisker off. Take it for smicha shechit. Take it for smicha shechit. You have to do smicha right before shechit. And if you have, so frek the brisker off, so how could it be that all of them, it's the whole smicha is not makiv. The whole smicha is not makiv.
One second,
the whole smicha is not makiv. Right? So the brisker, is saying a simple thing. The first guy that's doing smicha, right? You have the 100 shutri. So the first guy does smicha. He's not taking the smicha shchita. The next guy's not taking the smicha. The last guy's taking the smicha shchita. Right? So all the other people, so the most you're going to say is, well, it's not ma'akev. One second. If it's not ma'akev, you're not allowed to do it. Because if you're not being yoitz and smicha, then you're not allowed to do smicha. The Gemara says that by Mitzayra, you're not allowed to do smicha. Why are you not allowed to do smicha? Because it's not going to be taken for smicha shchita. So what's wrong? Do it. You know why not? Zok Taisus. Because if you're not doing taken for smicha shchita, you're not yoitza smicha. Now it's avoid the bekotchim. That means you're only allowed to do smicha if you're being makayim mitzvah smicha. Smicha is not a win-win situation. No. Smicha is a win or lose big. Lose big. That's why a tumtum, the Gemara brings on a chagiga daf hey, and there's a tesis on this for the Shakis Aliyah, that a tumtum is not supposed to bring a kol. An oil sriya, because oil sriya needs smicha, and a tumtum can't do smicha because he's a suffigish, suffigish. Right? So tesis says, so what's the big deal? To smicha misafer. So tesis avoid the bakotch. Avoid the bakotch. So you can't say big deal. It is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
When I say it's a long smicha,
it's a, right, exactly. That's the shayla. That's the briskrov shayla. That's really the shayla. That's what we're going to get back to. That I hear better than the other stuff. That's what I hear better. Meaning to say it's one long smicha that I can hear. But to tell me that the first smicha tak is not mechuber to the last smicha, it's not ma'akev. That problem we have is then it's like smicha's mitzvah. Meaning that's clear. If you can't be mekayim take it for smicha shchita, you're not allowed to do smicha. It's not pshat, we say we'll do it. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. You have to be yoitza, you're not yoitza. But as of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you do, all of them do smicha. As I of the Rambam, they all do smicha. The reason why the Rambam adds that knaych is to tell you, l'choyer, it's a problem that it's not taken for smicha shchita. Now, the Rambam goes on and he says, then he goes through the smicha ba'azorah and the problem of the mitzvah. Because a tummy person will only be able to do smicha outside. And then it won't be still kosher. Right? Even if you didn't do smicha. Or even if you didn't do take a smicha shchita, it's kosher. So you missed smicha. It's still kosher, but yet. But then the Rambam uses a lashon for afa pikei malamo of kiluloi kippah. What does that mean, kilu loy kippah? This is I want to zero on this because this is a big. This is the sugi in Zvachim Davov.
Rashi says it's not
Toil may remember this Rashi. Rashi says that because it was just how we had in Zvachim Davov. Rashi says over there it says loy kippah kamishmaya. That's Rav Huna over there. Loy kippah kamishmaya. That you're missing in the kapor.
In what case are you talking about?
Regular case where you didn't do smicha. Anytime you mechusar smicha, we know that's not ma'akev. So Rashi, the Gemara in Zvachim seems to say, not ma'akev doesn't mean it's not ma'akev completely. It means it is ma'akev, the kapara of smicha, but that whole kapara is not ma'akev. In other words, it's not pshat. You made it through the door and it's okay. You're not missing anything. You are missing, but what you're missing is not ma'akev. So Rashi comes here in Avot. Omar Avuna by Yehuda L'Rova. Eim ekipa gavre lekipa k'mayish mayit. That's how he touches. Lekipa k'mayish mayit. That mitzvah you didn't do. That mitzvah you were supposed to do. Now, Rav Moshe, Be'em is a shtickle steal. The Gemara comes and the Gemara says the Isha doesn't do smicha either. And Tosfos, I don't know if Tosfos had a chance to look up the Tosfos, if I'll repeat it in case they don't see it. Tosfos says, Akasha, what do you need a pasuk of Yodav Lo Yad Ishtoi? It's a mitzvah say Shazman Kome. Right, that's what Tosfos says.
Horrible.
So Rabbi Yonatan says, "Baki for your dying," which means without putting all your kaychas on, so it's not called avodah b'kachshim. Whereas you're doing a fake smicha, a real smicha they can't do because it's a problem of avodah b'kachshim. Very good.
But the Gemara says,
"Baki for your dying." So Tosfos says, "What does baki for your dying mean? Without the chol kaychim." That's the whole reason. That's the reason. The reason for it is because of avodah b'kachshim, and that's the whole plukta. So lemaisa, the bottom line is that the Gemara says that a woman is potter from smicha. We learn out from Yodav from Bnei Yisrael v'Loi Bnei Yisrael. So Tosfos says Akasha, what are you a pasuk? So Rav Gusman Zeicher Tzadik Levracha has a whole arichas and a shiurim on this Tosfos. He has a fascinating shiur on mitzvah seish hazman kolam. Kedarach kodesh is marchiv the yiria, and he wants to say that it could be smicha is not even a mitzvah seish hazman kolam. That's the approach. Because it's only noeg by yoni. So that's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha is that smicha is only noeg by yoni.
What if it's part of the, if she's
looking
even the carbon, so it's part of the
carbon. I'm getting it. She's not chayav. The Gemara says she's part of it. Tosfos is a kasha, she should part of it because mitzvah says she has mankom. What you're asking is a good kasha. You're asking a good kasha. We'll get to your kasha. Rav Gusman Zatzal says that it could be it's not even a zman gromer. Because he says that there's two ways to understand zman gromer. One way to understand zman gromer means a mitzvah that you can't be mekayim b'chol sho b'chol es. Can't be mekayim. Has limited time that you could be mekayim the mitzvah. The other way to learn zman gromer is that the zman triggers the obligation. There's a big difference between it. You could have a mitzvah that practically you can only do a particular time. See, Rashi and Kiddushin on Choftes. Rashi goes out of his way to say that a mitzvah say shazman koma means shazman goyrem lo shetovoy. That's Rashi's lashon. Shazman goyrem lo. The time causes it. It's not just you can only do it a certain time. So the Shagas Ari comes in Rosh Hashanah. Shagas Ari says bikurim is not a mitzvah say shazman koma. Even though bikurim is only brought during the tkufa of Shas Asifet, you can't bring it after Hanukkah. That's a practical thing. That's because that's practically when it's the Shas HaSifah. He says, it's not that the mitzvah itself is triggered by time. So any mitzvah which is man groma only because of practicality is not as man groma. That's the Shas HaSifah. Tosfos holds not like that, obviously. Tosfos holds that it is called zman groma. So obviously there's a machlok as we show him, what is the gather of zman groma? Does man groma mean intrinsically zman groma? Was enough that it's practically zman kol. So if Gusman has a gewaldig yisoid, he wants to say that we find the shaila, why is a woman potter from mitzvah seishah? So the Rashba says that mitzvah seishah zman kol is a sim, not a tziba. Which means, we don't know each mitzvah why a woman is potter zman kol. It's a klal. Mitzvah zman kol, a woman are potter. Each mitzvah can have its own time why they're potter. It's not because it's man gromer. Davud Ram, on the other hand, Davud Ram in the Siddur, says that the reason why women are part of mitzvah seishas man gromer is because the woman is meshubit lebeiso, and since she's meshubit lebeiso, she can't be involved in mitzvah seishas. So the Rav Gusman says a gebal de gezach. He says, if you learn like the Rashba, then mitzvah seishas man gromer has to be intrinsically zman gromer. Intrinsically, it has to be zman gromer, because it's not a practical svar. But if you learn like Davudra, that the reason why a woman is part of the Zeh, the whole song is practical. It's only because she can't do it all the time. The Torah was mafkin. Memela doesn't make a difference if in longness it's man gome, or in practicality it's man gome. That's how he's miyashiv all the stiris and the sugyas in the Rishonim with that approach that there's two completely different mahalchim. He also says that would explain Rashi and Tosis in Brachas Tav Chof and Memches, whether we say that's man gome by a rabbonim, is a woman potter by what you. Tosu says yes. Call the tikkun the rabbon. Came the raisa tikkun. So if it's one reason, then it makes sense. Call the tikkun the rabbon. Came the raisa tikkun. But if each mitzvah says man kama has its own reason, there's no call the tikkun the rabbon. Came the raisa tikkun. That would explain the machlokes Rishonim also over there. There's another mahalach yikulum, but that's the mahalach that he takes. So he wants to say that smicha is not man kama for that reason. But there's a different svar. Gevaldige svar like you're saying. What's your name? I have to give you the Oymer Dover B'Shem Omer. He's saying a good thing. He's a Gavaldic as far. And that is, let's analyze it from a different standpoint. Let's analyze it from the standpoint that Lamaisa, it's a din in the court. I think that's what you're trying to say. The korban needs smicha. What's a zman krome? Zman krome, shayach, how much is a din in the gavre? How much is a din on me? I have a, so there's a mitzvah called smicha. I, the Bailam, I, the owner of the korban, have a mitzvah to do, to perform smicha. If it's man grome, I'm potter from smicha. Yeah? But how much smicha is it did in the korban itself, that the korban requires smicha? What shaykh to say that the zman grome is potter? That's a gevaldik as far. Lamaisa, but that's totally in how you learn smicha. Which gets to the root of what I want to bring out. Is smicha din in the kol? Is the korban require smicha al sulchas kol? Or is smicha din on the a mitzvah on the Bible? And this is, there are two completely different ways. The one I want to try to merge them together. There's two completely different ways. Reb Moshe himself is a steer. Reb Moshe is Igris. He has a whole shtickle on kotchim. In one of his svarim in Igris Moshe in the back, he has a ganze shiurim on kotchim. So there in the part of Kotchim, there's Simen Vov. Reb Moshe it goes through a whole mahalach. He wants to say smicha is only a din of the gavre. It's a din on you. There's more the way, not the way you like Tosfos was like. It's a din on the person. I am a mitzvah to smicha. And actually, he uses korban noshim as a raya. He says, because if you're going to tell me smicha is a din in the korban, comes out that an ish's korban is different. You mean there's two kinds of korbanos? There's a korban noshim. Maybe the zrik is going to be different from a korban isha. The korban is a korban. He says it's dover rochik to say, Reb Moshe says, that the korban of a woman is becheftz a different korban. Because of that, Reb Moshe takes the position that smicha is a din on the gavre, not a din on the cheftz. Now, I have a rayon of Chatzkel Abramsky Zatzal also learned like Reb Moshe. Because the Pratzkel Abramsky, in his Chazon Yechezel, he has Likutim on Zvochim. So over there in Likutim, he's talking over there, and Tosfos makes the following conclusion. Because Tosfos is bothered. We have a Sugya in Zvochim that find Dalit. Over there the Gemara talks about if you have Korbonis that got mixed up. Right? Kol HaZvochim Shesav. So if you remember over there, there's all kinds of cases. Cases where it got mixed in with Isurei Anoa. Cases where different components got mixed with each other. One of the cases is Min B'mina. So Min B'mina, the Gemara says, Kulam, the Mishnah says, Kulam Yikruv. You bring all of them out, it's called, as I was up to, come on, Frech the Gemara, V'bayi Smich, Kobanit Smich. And you don't know who to do Smicha to what. It's a bunch of components mixed up. Even if it's all oilus, and it's all Shlomim, okay? So the Kohen, he can have in mind whoever the Bailam is. Yeah? But Lamaisa al Smicha, only the Emes Abayim. That's the Gemara's Kasha in Zvachim. The Gemara's only answer is over there in Zvachim. Hacha b'mayaskin and b'korban nashim. To my korban nashim, but don't need Smicha. That's the Gemara's answer. So Frecht, so Tosfos says, I don't stand. Smicha's not ma'akev. What's the whole problem? Yeah, a bunch of Gavonis mixed up. Smicha's not mine. Why is the Gemara making such a big deal out of it? The Gemara asks on the Mishnah, how could the Mishnah say kulam yikhoivu? There's no smicha. That's Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos says, big deal. Bring it without smicha. Smicha is lamakev. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, afa became roi lebi lebinam. You need it to be roi for smicha. In other words, smicha is lamakev, where it's roi to do smicha. So then we have the rule called roi lebi lebi lamakev is by. But if you have kabonish and it's alvu, now you don't know who the bailam is. Now it's not roi lebila. Kol shein roi lebila is bila makevis. That's how Tosis explains the Gemara, why the Gemara held that the smich is makev. Now if we have a stira, we know the halacha smich is not makev, and the Gemara in Dalin and Zvachim seems to be saying smich is yeh makev. How do we case the kaim l'shtehem? So if Tosis, when it's roi lebila, then takas is in bila makevas. That's what he says. Now, in the same vein, the Tosfos read in Gittin Chof Ches says the same thing. Tosfos read says over here in Gittin, if you look Chof Ches on the base, says exactly like this. Hashulei chatoso. V'tani b'tor eskoinim v'somach yodav l'abili ad shulchoi v'af agav v'kaim lom tzmich loy ma'akve. Tzmich is not ma'akve. So why does the Gemara here say that a tome, person that sends a kolbin, it's a problem because he came to smicha. Tosfos, what do you mean? Smicha is not makev. That's Tosfos' discussion. Answer to Tosfos' gish. I will hide the lechazi with smicha makev. Kidam yinam gabi bila the kol shein roi lebila bila makev. That's up to Tosfos. So the Tosfos gish in Gittin holds like Tosfos and I in Dalet in Zvachim that even though smicha be'etzem is not makev. But if it's not going to smicha yemak, if comes a pchatzko, pchatzko zot azeh. Betoys is kosa ba boi smicha mtoyin in smicha le makve, mi komokom av tome sheikho musma ech nema kol shen roi lubi 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 lubi. But Rav Chatzkel is learning like Rav Moshe that smicha is not in the chefs of the kol. Smicha is on the bailam. And that's why he asks, so if it's not ma'akev the bailam, big deal, don't do it. That's so Rav Chatzkel is asking, how could Tosfos shtol tzu? How could Tosfos apply the halacha from kol roi lebila? That's only shayach if it's in the chefs of the kol. That's his question. He says, he says, "Avol kam b'smicha? How are you a din on a bailim? Smicha is a din on a bailim. They ain't a makevus. It's not makev. That's from Chatzkel's kasha on Tosfos. So he goes back and forth. Maybe he does agree with your svar. He goes back and forth. He says maybe it's in the kol. He says ulay mashmash smicha. First he says l'chayr mashmash smicha ain't a din b'kol." It's mashma smicha, not a din in the kol. He says, what's the right? It's not a din in the korban. Yodav liyat shlucha, yodav liyat. Then you need, you have to do it. Now, if it's a din in the korban, it should be no different than shchit and zrik and kabbal. All the halachas of the korban, somebody else can do for you. Right? All the halachas of the korban, anybody can do for you. Only smicha is yodav liyat shlucha, yodav liyat. See, he wants to use that as a raya, like to remind you that smicha is not a din in the korban. Smicha is a din in the bailah. Yodav lehashlucha otu b'kol mitzvah b'inim yitra shen in asay di shliach. Hava amin shesmicha ma'ayse b'akol. Kamash malon shesmicha mitzvah abaylam shiyish mechbi yizvah. That's what he said. Yeah. Yerushalmi in Kiddushin is also mashma like a pchatzko. Yerushalmi also seems to say that it smicha should work with the kohen because shlucha shaladam kama yisay. Kamash malon that there's no shlucha shaladam kama yisay. Bye. By smicha. The whole Gemara, when the Gemara says, Ishtek Gufa, so therefore she could represent you, shows that it's a gavra. So Reb Chatzkel Abramsky goes with the approach that it's a din of the gavra.
So it's not like Tosfos, what he's saying, right? He's saying Tosfos is no, he's not masking to Tosfos.
Not masking to Tosfos. The problem I have, he's being mayor on Tosfos, being ma'oyer on Tosfos, yes. The problem I have is that Tosfos himself is mashma in both directions. On the one hand, like he's saying, this Tosfos is mashma, it's a din on the carbon. I have another raya from Tosfos that I asked Toilam to look up the other raya. I don't know if Toilam got a chance to see that. Toilam saw the one on Samach Aleph. Toilam saw Tosfos and Samach Aleph on the place. Over there, Tosfos says that why do you need a miut that by a goy, that he doesn't do smicha, for shteitzache, only Yisrael could do smicha. Tosfos says, hava mina, that we should do smicha on his call. Hava mina, that the Yisrael should do smicha on the goy's call. That's what Tosfos says. Shows the korban needs smicha, because if it's a din in the Bible, what's he talking about? That Tosfos all kasha. Tosfos kasha is, now what do you mean? If the goy is not in the parasha smicha, the not in the bichlal. So he says like this. He says, and what's the meal of the kichovim zokter? But bnei yisrael samechim, but bnei yisrael samechim. But bnei yisrael samechim. So the meal. What do we need to do to rosh? The yeshloimah. The itzrich korbanoi to loytema she yismoich Yisrael b'shvilam. Listen to Tosfos Lashon. This mamish proves your point. Tosfos, you don't need that Yisrael soimech korbanon kimoi she maybe nesachem b'shvilam. Just like you have to bring nesachem. Nesachem is zichet. Nesachem is zichet din in the korban. Tosfos says that the havamina would be that just like we bring nesachem for the goy's carbon. Why? Because the carbon is mechayev. The carbon is mechayev nesachim. So I would also say that I will do smicha on the goy's carbon because the carbon is mechayev smicha.
Because that's not the goy's carbon.
It is the goy's carbon. Chas v'shalom. It is the goy's carbon. Ish l'rabbi sh'noidrim n'dorim v'nedav eski Yisrael. It's the goy's carbon 1,000%. We have nothing to do with it. But you know what? The goy doesn't bring the sachem. We bring the sachem for the carbon. You know why? Because there's a carbon oil here. That's without the sachem. So we do it for him. For it. Not even for him. For it. Which, that's taken to sense. The taka says, klar. That smich is in the carbon itself. I'm just saying, this is what comes out from places. That the smich is. Now, with Moshe himself and Simon involved there in Kachim, he taka alludes to this Tosfos. He says, Tosfos is taka mashma, not like I'm saying. Tosfos is mashma. Now, the Chayyotim grana, in Halacha, Chayyotim talks about a very interesting shayla. Chayyotim talks about a shayla, whenever you have a mitzvah that you can't do it bishlemus. You can't do the mitzvah completely. The mitzvah has two anofim. You can only do one, you can't do the other. Are you allowed to do it? Or do you say, no, I can't do the whole mitzvah. So the Chayyotim zogt, as far as a psak halacha, Chayyotim Pastins here in Urachayim. He says like this. He holds that you're not allowed. He says like this. This is in Klal Samaches. Din Chavdal. Look to Chayyotim. Mitzvah sheyesh lo anat. Shekashayet yitz lasis mitzvah. Tzorach lasis mitzvah acheres. Afal pisha b'dievet einim akiv. He says, im yesh efshor sheyas ha'anav, osur lasis ha'mitzvah b'li ha'anav. He says, what's my raya? He brings the sugya, the Tosfos in Gittin, that you're not allowed to bring a korban without smicha. A guy is tomei, because the korban normally needs smicha. So even though I can't do smicha, I could send it just to do shechita. No, zokta, you don't do it. Mishum shekorban don't smicha, they ain't smicha smicha, father got smicha lemakla. Mikomokam kiwan sheyochol ha'obi ba'atzmi l'kaimus smicha, ain't lasis b'li smicha. That's Azay Zot Chayim. That's the Psak Halacha from Chayim. Chayim is clearly assuming that smicha.
What's an example of that? What's an example? Give an example. What's an example?
Chayim
is
still
with the Chayim is speaking that.
Oh, it's every case. Any person is not royal or bracha. Let's say you have a he spells like chuma. Hafrosh is chuma, right? So normally there's a din. You should first do a bracha and then do hafrosh. If you have a suffic bracha, so you can go lahakul. But if let's say the only reason you can't make a bracha is because you're not dressed. Yeah, so you wouldn't be allowed to be Mafresh Chum now. Until you become Roy with Bracha. That's his type of example. So he says, he compares it to smicha. He says, you see, that if he see, he says, you see, that if you, we'll get to this. First we want to know what the Chayodim holds. Chayodim says, this is similar to shechita. Just like shechita, it is a din smicha. The smicha is not makkah, but you're supposed to do smicha before shechita. And the Gemara comes out that if you're not rolling the smicha, you shouldn't send the carbon without smicha. Even though the smicha is not makkah. So you see from there that if it's possible for you to do the anaf, the part, the introduction to the mitzvah, you have to, sometimes it works the other way. I just gave shir in a sugi in Beya. You're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Well, you're not going to be able to do kisui. Because kisui is a hemshech to the mitzvah of shechita. So you're not supposed to do shechita without kisui. Many Rishonim hold that kisui adam is part of mitzvah shechita. That's why if I shecht the korban and somebody else does kisui, he owes me yud zehuvim. So the Rosh brings down in chulin from the Bahag that kisui is part. But there it's the opposite. There the anaf is coming after the mitzvah. Here we're talking about the anaf that comes before the mitzvah. But then, so the Chayyadah makes this equation from smicha to other places. Now, if you look at the Gemara in Chagigah, the Gemara that we discussed, it says a tumtum can't do an oil asriya. The Gemara there says, why should he do an oil asriya? It says, can't do an oil asriya because maybe he's in a keva. So Tosis in Taiman, you'll be out tonight. If he's a man, he's bringing it out to Eilas Riyah. If he's a Isha, he's bringing it out to Eilas Nadova. That's Tosis' counsel. So Tosis says, the Mevatalei Mismicha. The Apple Gav, the Smicha Loi Makva. Says Tosis, even though Smicha is not Makva. Mikomokon Lechatchila, Ein Lonu Lesakin Korban Kedei Levatalei Mismicha. It's the same idea that we, meaning it's better than nothing. It's better nothing than doing the mitzvah without the what's supposed to be before. So that's the Azazok Tetzvah. Now, Rabbi Chonin Vassaman and Kovitz Olas and Yevonis, he happens to ask a kasha on this Tosfos. He says that according to the Mordechai we were talking about today, the Mordechai says that if somebody sits his rip on Shabbos and he has no tzitzis in his beggar, the Mordechai holds you allowed to wear the beggar. I'm not talking about the shiloh, if you have a beggar, some tzitzis, yes, that's worse, because it's haitzah. I'm talking about a beggar that's no tzitzis, and it's Shabbos. So the Mordechai Paschas, the Beis Yosef brings this down in Hilchos Tzitzis, but it brings down a Kaddish Midrash that says that you're allowed to wear the Dalet Kanfes without tzitzis. Why? Because you're an onus on the Aseh. You're an onus on the Aseh, meaning I'm not allowed to put tzitzis in on Shabbos. So since I'm not allowed to put so it's not called a bikkur. It's not a bikkur. Kivegim is true, but says the same thing with Gabi Mezuzah. If Mezuzah fell down on Shabbos, you're allowed to live in the house. You don't say, well, you should vacate. So what Kivegim says, because you're an honest on the Kiyum Mitzvah. You're not allowed to hang up the Mezuzah on Shabbos, you're an honest. But that's what the Kodesh Midoriyash, the Mordechai, brings down. So Rebbe Chonin, we just gave you Rebbe Chonin, Kovitz Oz. Rebbe Chonin, Zot Azeh. This is here, Simon Memchez. Zot Rebbe Chonin. L'shitas ha-mordchai, the mutal l'bosh talis b'loy tzitzis, you'll have my talis b'loy tzitzis. Hey, chon shum honus patolos ha-tzitzis. Amai lo enabling in smicha. Da tumtum onus mi smicha. She'enichol asli smicha mi sofik, kevon tu avoy de pekotche. So you can't do smicha. So don't do smicha. He's an onus. Coming from a different angle. That's what it is. Now, the way to answer this Rebbe Chonin is the same way I was giving Shem Bey, and I asked a different kasha. By Kisei Adam, you have the same kasha. Why you're not allowed to shecht on Zer Kivegi as the kasha? Why you're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov? Beisil will say, lo yishchot. Elm king ish lo yofa muchen reboid yoyim, you're not allowed to shecht unless you have a muchen. Frekab Kivegi, or according to the Mordechai, you should be allowed to shecht. And now you're anonymous on Kisei Adam. Just like by tzitzis. Meaning, just like by tzitzis, you're allowed to have the baby, even though you're honest on the tzitzis. You say, well, you can't do the mitzvahs, you know this. So why can't you do shechita? Are they fuck up kiveya? The answer would be, like, and we answer both questions. The answer of Chonin's kasha we have too. The answer would be that, going back to the story we were saying before, if you learn that the korban requires smicha, right, there's no sort of onus. Onus only works on the gavur. I have a chiyuv to put tzitzis in. Now I'm an onus, so So I don't have a chiyuv to put tzitzis. The beggar doesn't need tzitzis. It's a chayvus gavra, not a chayvus mana we pass. The obligation is on me to put in tzitzis. If it's Shabbos, the Maruch Chai is saying, and I'm a chayv. Right? So the whole obligation is a chayvus gavra, and the gavra is a lonus. Done. Right? Mashen came by smicha. So long that we're going to say that the smicha is a din in the kol, which seems to be what Tosfos is saying over here, that there's a din smicha mitzvah the kol. So if the smicha is mitzvah the kol, so you can't tell me, well, I'm an onus from smicha. The kol is still lacking smicha. You know, so then it would also knock off the raya of the chayodim. What we were talking about before. Chayodim's raya wouldn't be a raya by stama mitzvah. By stama mitzvah, which on the gavre, and you're an onus on one onuf of the mitzvah in the chanami. Whatever you could do, do. Do the part that you could do. You understand? Do the part of the mitzvah that you could do. Masha'en came by a kom. The reason why Tosfos in Chagigah says that the tumtum shouldn't bring the kom is because over there, the korban requires the smicha. So your onus doesn't contribute. The korban still doesn't have it. You know, one of the greatest chaps, the Ol Sameach answered the Chagishah. The Ol Sameach and Agachar had a whole dispute about glatt kosher. You know, in Europe, a lot of people relied on chazak. They didn't do bedikas for everything. In America, it became much more mispashet, that everybody does glatt. But in Europe, it wasn't mispashet, that they were bedik for everything. So the Ol Sameach held that beikar adin, the behemah that has a chazak, is a kosher. The Agachar held that, no, since it's efshel avarel, you can't rely on a chazak. And they had this machlokes for years. The Ragachava sent Ol Sameach a raya from a medrash. The medrash says that you have to be boidik mezuzah twice every 7 years, not to rely on chazok. So the Ragachava said, you see, that when it's efshel v'arel, you have to be mevarel. The Ol Sameach had a chap why the raya is not a raya. Tosfos says it needed a samach aleph, that you're allowed to make tachrichim for a mace out of shakma. It's a b'raisa. You can make tachichim from it. Tosfos says, what happened to loyeg l'rosh? Normally, you're not allowed to wear your in the basic kvoros. Loyeg l'rosh. So why can't you have tachichim of shatnas? He says, well, the mace is he's a chofshim in amitzvahs. I understand. But then why? Then you shouldn't. Then it should be no. I can wear tzitzis also. He's a chofshim in amitzvahs. Zok to Ol Sameach. And onus is commander loyovat. Right? An onus could make like you didn't do anything wrong. But an onus can't give you credit. You know, he used to use this. He used to tell the young talmidim. He said, "You can have excuses from today till tomorrow. With excuses, you're not growing into the ragdoll. Oynis command over the loyamrina. It's not going to make you a tamukach. The oynis is not going to make you a tamukach. The oynis is it." So he said, "Ol Sameach said, by treifus, the shailu isa. If you rely on chazaka, you're an onus, so you don't get the isa. That's why, even though it's a shulvan, it's okay." By mezuzah, it's a kiyum mitzvah. The bottom line is the mitzvah you don't have. The onus is not going to make that you have the mitzvah. Meila did is an Indian to be but that was his nafkamina between the two. There's also an difference. But the mamashua should be baron over here. If you hold that the smicha is a din on the bialim only, and he's an onus, then the svara would be shtaka bring the korban without smicha. Right? But again, as we've seen from all the different mitzvahs, there seems to be Rayas Lakan and Rayas Lakan, and even in the Rishonim themselves, there seems to be some level of inconsistencies as the Lamashal Tosfos. Tosfos on Tzadik Gimel, where he says a woman shouldn't have to do Smicha, is Mashmak not a din in the Kor. It's a din in the Kor, what's Tosfos Kasha? On the other hand, Tosfos on Ayin Dalet seems to say this is a din in the Kor, but if it's not royal, you can't bring it. And Tosfos in Chagiga says that if you're honest, you can't. So it's all over the place. So I want to tell you a simple gedank, which I think will tie both of them together. That really, the smicha is both dinim. So it's fei dinim. Smicha is taka din in the bailim, and there's also a din in the kol, that the korban requires smicha. Kol, it's a mitzvah sakom. And that's taka what the Gemara in Zvacha means, that there's taka something lacking. When you don't have smicha, there is something lacking in the chefts of the korban. When you have the din of tekef l'smicha shchita, right? Tekef l'smicha shchita is the pshat is that's midin kol. the carbon requires that it should be taken with smicha shchita. If the Bailam didn't did smicha before, mitzad the Bailam he did a ma'ase smicha. The carbon is still lacking the take of the smicha shchita. When you have the Brisker Rav wanted to bring a raya to Rav Moshe. He also learned like Rav Moshe. Smicha is the din of the Bailam. So the Brisker Rav said, I have a raya. Because if smicha is the din in the carbon, why do Kol Bali Chayim have to do smicha? If you have five shutfim, you don't have to make five zrikas. You don't have to make five shchitas. Well, you can't. You don't have to make five kabbalas. So the Brisker Rav brings a raya from the fact that there's a rab is kol bali choyvim l'smicha is a raya that it's a din in the gavra, not a din in the chet. But the way I'm explaining it to you, and really the rab that shoved in the kloy amitzvus, he goes back and forth. He says it could be a tak of both. There's really two dinim. There's a din tak of the carbon requires smicha. And there's a din the bali requires smicha. The raya is din carbon requires smicha. Zich the akabonis like the seirim. Or the Kabbalah Sibur, where there is a parsha smicha, even without. So when you have Kol Bali Chayvim smicha, so all of them are doing smicha, accumulatively, with your svara. That's mitzad the Chayvim's Bailam. Mitzad the carbon is not lacking smicha because it has a take of a smicha. Even without saying that the first guy is smicha to the last guy, it's all midin Bailam. So that all, accumulatively, goes weiter. But since the carbon is also chaser without smicha, that explains toisus and chagiga. So really, all the toisus become a yushin because it's elu veelu. They're both ends. It also explains Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe seems to be a steerer because Rav Moshe, although he says that it's a din in the bailum in his chibur over here in the dibris Moshe of Bava Basra, he's talking about a total different sugya. Dibris Moshe in Bava Basra over there, he's talking about stoka shoel lishma, total different sugya. But in that sugya, Rav Moshe is Oris and Bava Basra, he says that if you do a karma without smicha, it's chosr in the karma. He's trying to say the same thing if you do tztaka shalai lishma, the gemara says tzadik gomer. The tztaka is complete, avada it's not the. See, then he goes to the sugya in Zvacha. And he says that avada, if you do smicha with a karma, if you do a karma without smicha, you're missing in the hefts of the karma. Karma is missing something, it's missing that smicha. So that would weiter explain. If it's both dinim, it would explain all the inconsistencies that there are in this inyan. It would also explain that taka by a mitzora, which is since you're not going to be makayim the takef l'smicha shchita at all. In other words, you can't do one without the other unless it's going to be miskayim. So by the case, going back to your svara, we have kol bali chayv l'smicha. Since the din takef l'smicha shchita will be miskayim, then all the bialim could be smicha. Because it'll be miskayim at the end. But in a case like Mitzora, where there's not going to be any conclusion of tekef l'smicha shchita, so then we don't do smicha at all. Meaning to do smicha just mitzad the gavra, where the korban is not going to be misala, there's no halacha. It will also explain, Sataka, what is the gavra element? Like Rav Moshe is saying, Maman of Shach. If it's the gavra element, you could say it's like this. If Shamshin Rafal Hirsch says a gaval de gavot, he says that smicha. Again, he's saying it b'machshav, but he says that smicha is we find two kinds of smichas. We find a smicha where kavoshin leaning, like yisaynach on something, which is definitely the simple understanding. The samach yodel. He says we find smicha also as an appointment. When you appoint somebody, you're giving him smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu was soymech Yehoshua. The inyan of so he says that the bailam. All the Rishonim say that every korban is really you. The Ramban says you should be the korban. Whenever you do. But you, this is your way of giving a piece of yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So really the smicha is the appointment of the bailim putting the korban b'mkoymai. It's like you're appointing the korban. That's why you need the bailim. You need the bailim because the bailim is appointing the korban for its tachlis. I want to just tell you how gevaldik this is. Because you find that all the korbanos that are bolach haporah, you do vidur. You do vidur, right? When do you do vidur? B'shas smicha. Why is the vidur done b'shas smicha? Be'emes, in a way, it's a shtickle steer. The mechasanach is a kashra. That vidur has to be done ba'amida. That's the halacha. And smicha has to be done b'chol koichai. So how do you do smicha? He said we can do it at the end of the smicha, at the beginning. Because really, smicha and vidui, but according to Rav Shamshin, the Bailam now are sending, are appointing, anointing the carpet for its tachlis. And therefore, the tachlis of the chatos is l'chapara. So you have to say a vidui then. It could be chayavim l'svadri is also ba'amita too. But when you do the smicha and the carbon, you have to now explain the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of these halachas, interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, what about a shlomim? A shlomim, obviously, there's no vidui. It's not for kapara. This is the Rambam. But the way we're learning here, that the bailim, the smicha is the bailim ushering in, almost like appointing the korban to be in their place. This is what the Rambam says. So the Rambam, first he says, case of this father, chotasi, ovisi, pashaiti, hoya korban shlomim. Soinech b'chol mokam sheyirtze ba'azoha. Because a korban shlomim, you could shchitase b'chol mokam ba'azoha. So you could do smicha anywhere. Listen what he says. He says, the eroli she'enem is vada la shlomim. Of course. Of course you can. How do we? It's not for a chet. By a regular korban, you're mitzvada, you say the chet. Even a oimah comes from a big lasay. Listen what he says. He says, I will oimer divrei shevach. When you do the smicha, they say it's hakano vidu dvorim, but shevach you should say what? Because that's what the shlomim is coming for. So the way we're learning the smicha, the carbon requires smicha. What's the smicha? The carbon requires. It requires the bialim to install in the carbon the tachlis of the carbon. So it's both. It's tachlis of the carbon. But the Bailim, as the Bailim installed the tachlis in the Korban. That's why the Rambam schwitzes. What about a shlomim? How you do it? So the Rambam, oy no of the Dibrei Shevach, while you do smicha, you say in Yonah Shal Kor. Should I give the Olam a fault? Or is it very slight? No. I think 10:30, what will let the Olam off? Hagutavach. Hagutavach, Hagutavach.
Fire from the ladies, actually.
Uh-huh. You want the end of that, please. Okay. Whoever wants, he wants the cipher.
No, he said he
wanted the cipher to vote. So he brought down the Goyen, that the Goyen says that the that fakeret, when you see something is hard, but there can be some mitzvahs. That's a raya that it's something good. If it's hard, it means it's a raya, it's good. So the Neumar says a gevalde gevalde. He says that, and really the Al Shech HaKodesh is main oisei dovum. When David HaMelech cut off the knaf of Shaul, you know, when Shaul is running after him. So if you look at the psukim there, he cut off the knaf of Shaul, and after he cut the knaf, what does it say? Vayach levav David. It bothered him that he cut the corner of the bed. Listen. And Chazal say then he was memash, that when he got older, so the Al Shech and the Noyim Elimelech both asked, well, what did he do wrong? Adonabe. He was trying to be, it was Pikoach Mephoshes. He says, he says, when he was in the cave, there were 2 days. When Shaul HaMelech came into the cave to go to the Beis HaKisei, there were 2 days. David's people told him, he's a roidif. Kill him. Right? No. I'm not going to kill him. He's a melech. Als melech, he had a right to hold your murder for malchus. He had a right to an iftius. He's not a right. So yeshanim kach yeshanim. So okay, he didn't know what to do. So listen to this chav. He says, the klal is, by an avera, there's a gewaldige taiva before the avera. But after you do that, you feel like a piece of garbage. By a mitzvah, the chvakeret. By a mitzvah, nobody's a type of a mitzvah. There the Yetzer manages to make all the... But after you do the mitzvah, you feel by the way, that's the reason why Duch Sateros, the Reise, the Gemara says before, we learn that after from eating. And by Duch Samozen, the brach is after, we say, Kavuchon Yekeshehu. So notice by learning, the bracha says before, we learn that after, as if we have to make a bracha. By eating, the bracha is after. So after Chofetz Chaim say a portion. By food, do you ever see anybody after he ate, goes, oh, I'm so happy I ate? No, I wish I didn't eat, right? The guy said, Taylach before. So after Chofetz Chaim, The mail by food the chiddush is vachadus vodol ve'achdor. Kol shekin you have to make the bracha before. Yeah, but by Torah, there's a dying to learn. After you learn, you feel the zalas, even if the magichet came late. L'maisa, the pshat is as ezok. That's why we're b'chatam. Zok the al shechazav. Listen what he says. He says, so David didn't know what to do. He didn't. If Taka, David, Shaul HaMelech is a king, can't touch him. Merba Malach, he's the Merba. If he's a roi, if he has to kill him. So he decides to do like this. He's going to start the mice, he'll cut the bag. How will he feel afterwards? If afterwards he feels good, that means he's supposed to kill him. But if afterwards he feels, look at the psukim there. Vayhi achar koris knaf. After he cut off the bag, you know what the pasuk says? Vayach levav David. It hurt him in his heart. Ashakoras kanaf milshol. Said oy bazoi, it was hacking the wrong thing. Where the guy? You see, you can always put a good spin on being late. Pleasure. Sorry. Hey, we spoke about Akiva Yadai. Akiva Yadai is without the whole thing.